This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey there, welcome to Party Line. It is a finally Friday. Let's go ahead and thank our sponsors off the bat: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Save Money Right Now, and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Brett Capture, your Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, and Blevins Insurance and Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, our two newest sponsors. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, ProBuy Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, and Minute Printed. Hello, hello. There's Bill Gant.
I mean, it's Friday. What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast. We got a ton to talk about this hour. Snow likely, as it is coming down pretty steady right now, but they're little flakes, and they'll be out of here by 10 o'clock this morning. It seems like we may have got about a half inch overnight, Bill. I don't know what you got on your part of town, but...
Not very much.
Yeah,
pretty much like a little dusting.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was going to ask you, did Prairie cancel today?
No, Prairie did not cancel.
Oh, okay, it's not e-learning today for Prairie?
No, not yet. The day is not over. Tonight we'll see a slight chance of snow before 10 p.m., otherwise cloudy. Low down to 12, going to be chilly tonight. Chance of flurries tomorrow in the morning, again, just flurries. High at 23, but wind chill values maybe at minus 3. As they said, it's going to be a blustery day, as Winnie the Pooh says.
Yes.
Sunday, mostly sunny. How about a high 50? And then on Monday, 58. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I am just about still, all week long, I've been running about 5 minutes behind each morning, Bill, even though I've came in early each day this week. It's 25 now from your official weather station, WILO. Had to pull that up here. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. If she's listening, or if you're listening and you're near the mayor, please remind her at 9 o'clock, as again with me being 5 minutes behind. I didn't get a chance to text her yet, but I can do that during our commercial break. This morning, I really expect Jamie Blacker to walk in here the last part of Party Line, like he did last Friday, which is fine, because he's coming in this morning, and he and I, well, he's going to sit down. I'm going to record it for him. He's going to talk with former Purdue men's basketball coach Gene Cady for Inside the Huddle tomorrow morning. And then we're doing that interview at 10 o'clock this morning for playback tomorrow morning. And then at 10:30, we're going to talk to Carroll head boys basketball coach Bodie Bender on their regional game tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And we'll have all that right before the game tomorrow morning here on WILO.
So Jamie's going to talk to the coach. You're just kind of recording it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just the sound guy here.
Yeah. Because I feel coach doesn't want to talk to you.
No, he doesn't. He came in live a couple weeks ago and said, keep Kevin Keith away.
You're a Hoosier fan. He don't want to talk to you at all.
That's right. I know. I'll be lucky to get in with Katie. So I think Coach Bender's supposed to have a few players with him that we can talk to as well in anticipation of their regional game tomorrow. And again, the team they play, I think, is around 500.
Yeah, I think they're 12-12.
Yeah, so a real good shot for Carroll to get there tomorrow night. But Monroe Central is supposed to be real good, too. So if they could get there.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Yeah,
they never lost.
Okay, I thought they lost one like Carroll. So, yeah,
no.
This is going to be, man, that could be a great game tomorrow night.
It should be fantastic.
So we'll have, and man, whoever comes out of that regional is going to own it and deserve it.
That's right.
You know?
And we won't discuss it or anything, but you notice one of those teams is Monroe Central.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar? A few years ago at a football game, so
yeah.
I didn't quite make it on time. That's my horror story.
That was Sheridan football.
Yeah, but then also Carroll's in that. So a few years later, I thought Monroe Central was the horror story. No, then the Carroll graduation was the horror story. So actually, all that is bringing back all sorts of fun memories.
Bad memories for Bill, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
but should be great games.
As Russ says, the Pioneers get the arrows.
Oh, yeah.
And you certainly took some arrows the first couple years.
Yeah, and then after that Carroll thing, I got a fever. I was sick for 3 days. Yeah, it did a lot to me.
Bad deal. But that's all right. We come out of it strong.
That's right.
You're still on the payroll.
I'm still alive. Still on the payroll. Thought I was going to be gone a couple times. That second time for that graduation, I was with Michael. Man, I just wanted to run out of that building and never come back.
Well, we're glad you're here, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So we'll have that tomorrow morning on Inside the Huddle.
All right.
And daggone it, I posted the story this morning when I first got here about an hour ago. And Jamie Blacker had sent me this awesome photo of him and Coach Katie when Jamie was like 12.
Oh, right? Yeah, like at camp?
Yeah. And so
I saw that picture.
Yeah, so I come in this morning. I write this little story. I post the picture that Jamie had given me, and I'm having so much frustration with our web developer the last couple weeks. I thought a couple weeks ago he and I had come to a point and where we could communicate and fully get things taken care of, but it seems like it's one step forward and two steps back.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to apologize. I mean, I look at it right here. I click refresh. They're right below Gene Katy with his head cut off.
A lot of knees.
Yeah, just a lot of white knees. So, it cuts off Coach Katy's head. It cuts off Jamie Blacker's head. And then the next damn story down says, test. By Jay Mitchell, there's no picture, there's no nothing. It's just a big blank white space.
So what Kevin is trying to say out there, if you're a local web host and developer, we'd be more than happy to talk to you if you call the station.
No, I don't have that authority.
Well, speaking for Russ Casper, Russ Casper says, if you're a web developer, you should call in here and help.
I'm not gonna let this get to me.
No, don't.
I don't know how to get Jamie Blacker's head back. Instead of his white knees.
We'll figure it out.
But I'm pretty mad about this right now.
Well, hey, if you're 5 minutes behind, evidently our web person is more an hour and 5 minutes behind.
Maybe 5 years behind. I don't know what we're doing with development these days. This is embarrassing as hell.
And he's not going to take it anymore.
And I am going to take it because I don't have a choice.
Okay.
I'll just have to take it. So we've got a terrible embarrassment of a website this morning, and I'm stuck in the studio and can't do a thing about it. So,
oh man,
it's going to look at least terrible for the next hour.
The show took a weird turn here last minute.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Uh-oh.
So that's Inside the Huddle tomorrow morning here on WILO.
Yes.
And I also wanted to thank the sponsors because these people have decided to come with us for this game and support the Carroll Cougars.
Oh, there you go. Very good.
And Don Stock and Carl Kirchival, they are helping us out immensely. We want to say thank you to Jerry's Body Shop, who's there for us a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Skiles Electric, Man Chevy in Delphi, TTG, which is John Deere here in town, and they also have other locations.
Get a John Deere here.
And Brewster Insurance Agency. So
fabulous.
Thank you so much for our sponsors. Going to bring us those games tomorrow right here on WILO. Late yesterday, I was getting ready to leave, and I got a press release from the Frankfort Community Public Library. And they now have Wi-Fi hotspots that you can rent for 2 weeks at a time. You can check them out.
Okay.
Just like a book or a movie. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we got that story up there. I put it on the news this morning.
That's different.
So yeah, and it's through a grant with the FCC.
Okay.
So they were able to acquire these. So I thought that was pretty darn cool.
Hey, renting out small equipment with small buttons and things that can't have candy or stuff spilled on it.
Yeah,
this should only go fabulous. I think.
I'm hoping that they've got some kind of nice cover. I'm sure they figured that out.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, no worries.
But you know. You get into what websites can you go to with these, you know, and will it come back on the library if dad decides to borrow it on a Friday night?
Oh, you know, because he's playing poker.
Poker, yeah.
Yes.
PyGal.
That's it.
Online. So again, we will have Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets coming up here at 9 o'clock. We told you if you're looking for a job, D.S. Smith in Lebanon, next Wednesday, they're doing a big Indeed interview. Of course, everybody knows Indeed.com. And you can go there and just search for D.S. Smith, Bill, mm-hmm. and it'll pull up all the information. So it's like a virtual interview thing.
Okay.
So they're doing all that. That's next Wednesday. And we got all the links up at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, as I put that story up the other day, too.
And that's like a warehouse kind of
yeah,
place,
they,
right?
Yeah, they build intricate cardboard boxes for shipping purposes.
Oh, okay, for odd and odd objects.
Yeah, and electronics and sensitive stuff. So they have full training, paid training. It seems like a pretty good place to work.
Special boxes for neck massagers.
yes, for sure. Cindy and I did a dual remote from there last summer.
I remember that.
It was like 114 degrees, but we had a blast, man. It was a good time.
But you had to be outside, right? Because if you're inside, it wouldn't. Like the signal didn't work?
Yeah. Plus, we didn't want to distract them. They had it was a hiring event too.
Okay, yeah.
So they had a bunch of people coming in. Yeah, and they were even serving lunch that day. And
we just
stayed out of the way there. So if there's something on your mind, we'd love to talk to you. We're thinking sports. We're thinking Carroll Cougar basketball. We're also excited to listen to that game tomorrow here on WILO. I've had 4 calls this week, Bill. Mm-hmm. People wanting to know why we're not doing this on Hoosierland TV. And I've been honest with them. The IHSAA charges like $800 a game.
Yeah.
And that's not realistic for anyone.
Pretty pricey.
Yeah.
You know.
And as Russ and I call it, that's the we don't want you there fee.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you know, continue to look for big things from Hoosierland.
Sure.
Because we are working on some exciting things.
Absolutely. Going a little bit of a different way with some other activities and events.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Russ made a call this week to Blue Frame, the group that hosts it for us. Mm-hmm. And we got some good, let's just say we got some good news on our capabilities.
Well, all right.
So be looking for bigger and even better things. Talked to Michael Hall yesterday, who's working on a lot of things that we're producing in-house, particularly Ag Day. Which is coming up next Wednesday.
Yes.
And so he's going to be in here testing some stuff this morning, and then we're going to see what the easiest way is to pull it off on both TV and radio.
Excellent.
Also this morning, sometime, we will have Katie Ann from the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. She's going to call in, she's going to give us a little chamber update, Katie Ann Rottler. And so we'll be talking to her sometime here before 9 o'clock.
She's the person who's in like a month ago, gave away things on Facebook.
Yeah, they had the business in the basket thingy.
That's it. All right, yeah.
Is that Katie Ann, Cindy? Oh, I turned down the volume yesterday.
That's Cindy, an angry villager. She is.
It's a web developer.
It's a web developer who's very interested in talking to you.
Oh, it is Katie. Okay, thank you. It's not Jay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, right, like he's calling.
So we've got Katie Ann from the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce joining us on the phone. Katie Ann, good morning.
Good morning. I hope everyone's having a good day in this snowy weather we're having.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, just a little dusting. Nothing too bad here.
Right.
So, Bill and I were in here about a month ago, and you came in. You were talking business in a basket, and I think I was actually a little over a month ago, and you've had a couple of those since then. And, of course, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce has always sponsored our Leading with Hope and Vision as we got through COVID, as we would talk to area newsmakers and people in the know. And since we've always had such a good partnership with the Chamber, we wanted to continue that. So we're going to talk to you just occasionally throughout the month, and you're going to call up and talk about a whole host of things, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're super excited to be able to have the opportunity to have the community hear everything that's going on here in Clinton County, especially with the Chamber. while listening to Wylo. So we're super excited.
Very good. Well, you're welcome to call at any time or come in, whatever's better for you. So let's go ahead and give us a chamber outlook here for the next month or two, or something coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So I'm just going to briefly talk about some items that are coming up in the next 2 weeks. So next Friday on March 18th, we have an awesome opportunity for our very first Lunch and Learn of 2022. It's going to be with Rainey Wainscott. She's with AFLAC. She recently has become a chamber member. The chamber has actually decided to have AFLAC for supplemental insurance for us here at the chamber. So we're super excited about this opportunity to share with our community. We know a lot of companies and businesses can't really give their employees full insurance, full coverage. So with this AFLAC opportunity, it's supplemental, and it doesn't cost anything to the employer in order to have this for their employees. So we wanted to give the opportunity for Rainey Wainscott to speak about this to everyone in the community that wants to come. We will actually be in Kirkland at Booker's Restaurant at 12 o'clock next Friday, March 18th, and lunch is on us. So you can come in, you can learn about some great supplemental insurance options, you can have a delicious cooked meal from Booker's, and then you can be on your way.
Very so good. So,
yeah.
So real quick, with the supplemental insurance, and you said it's no cost to the employer, is there different tiers for the employees?
Yes.
Okay.
So Rainey will go into more detail about those. She'll have information and flyers for everyone, and she's really awesome. She's very down-to-earth, very genuine. She really cares about people, and you get this feeling of, like, a security from her. Like, if you are have any questions or if something is not going through the right way, she is 100% willing to drop everything to answer your call and your question.
Very good. So if they're a small business, that's something that could certainly be good for their employees.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Yeah. And then we have one more thing for next week. It is our final legislative breakfast on March 19th at 8:30 at the Prairie Creek Park. We're going to be inside, so don't worry. You won't have to stand outside in the cold in the morning. You're just going to go down the sidewalk into the event center there at Prairie Creek Park. We'll have donuts and coffee. At our last one in February, we actually had about 60 people show to Arborwood, which we were super thrilled and happy about. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, doubling that number and having a lot of our Clinton County residents come and listen in on March 19th. So
that's cool to have it at Prairie Creek Park, too, because, you know, just the weather will be a little better and everything. And so, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, so we're super excited about it. And then the following week, we will be starting our Business in a Basket. So I will call in probably later next week to kind of give some little details about the people that have donated items. So we're super excited about what's going on in March.
Very good. We are, too. And I know later this month, there's going to be some debates and stuff with the primary
yes.
coming up. We could talk about that next time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I look forward to that.
I think Bill had something he wanted to say.
Well, I just wanted to say that I know you work really hard, and you know, there's lots to do up there. But the next time you call in, if you could just have a little more energy and zest, we'd appreciate that. I mean,
yeah,
just, please,
I'll,
for the listeners' sake, okay? Thank you.
I'll try.
No, you're doing a fabulous job. Wonderful work. Keep up the energy. Nice work.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. I know that. All the positive feedback coming in is greatly appreciated, not only for me, but also for our whole entire staff with Shan and Brandy here. We're really working really hard this year, and we want to make 2022 the best year.
Well, Katie Ann, we are happy you are where you're at, and continue the good work. You are the Director of Communications and Events, so we are looking for some big, awesome things coming up here in 2022.
Sounds good. Well, I am too, and I'll make sure I keep you guys updated with everything.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Katie Ann. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you. Bye,
All right.
guys.
Thank you. That's Katie Ann Rotler, the Director of Communications and Events for the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. As of course, we've got Katie Ann, and we've also got Shan Sheridan down there as Executive Director. Jamie Blacker's joined us in the studio. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to say real quick, Russ heard us at the top of the show. He has fixed ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Look at that.
So
see?
We
you
now
complain
have
a little bit. You get squeaky wheel, huh?
Jamie, how old were you in this photo with Coach Katie?
12.
12. Okay.
1982.
Yeah. 1982. What a year.
Purdue basketball camp.
Yeah. So Russ was able to fix this for us.
There we go.
And delete all the white space that we had. Thank you, Russ Casper.
That's right.
Put him on the payroll. So what do you got there? You're holding up for. Yeah, there you go.
Autographed.
That's a good shot right there. That's an autographed postcard from Coach Katie to Jamie.
And from it looks like it's from the camp.
Yeah.
It's got information on the back.
Actually,
of the
it was
camp.
This
Very
week.
Good.
Oh, it was this week. Never mind. Sorry.
He was in town this week to visit my my other job.
Yeah. And which we can mention if you're okay with. Lafayette Fire Department. You're a firefighter.
Sure.
And
he came to the museum.
Yeah. I was going to say, why was Coach Katie back in Lafayette? Or
when he comes back to the Lafayette area, he kind of stays near one of our assistant chiefs, so he knows him.
Okay.
And they just put a day together where guys come up, get stuff signed and different things. And
cool.
He actually took a ride on Quint 7.
Yeah.
And they went down to Station 7, pulled in the bay, and dispatched them to 1 Katy Court in Lafayette.
Yeah, yeah.
And turned the lights on, and off they went. And Coach got on the radio and put them in route.
Yeah, he
all
said
right.
we're en route.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Jamie sent me the video on that too.
Very cool.
So, yeah. It's like I was watching Chicago Fire or
pretty
something.
Much,
it was cool.
With
well,
special guests.
Not exactly.
No, not exactly.
There's a lot of that you can leave out.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe that.
Lafayette would be better. Better show.
Yeah. So when
it was pretty, and then the neat part of that story when they went on the truck, they get done with Katie Court and the lieutenant sitting in the back, and Katie turns around and goes, "We're going to Mackey. I want to see Painter." So, who's going to tell Coach Katie now?
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
We're going to take a $500,000 fire truck and go to.
This is what we're doing.
We're going to Mackey Arena and see if Painter's there.
That's right.
Well, he wasn't, but the boys on the truck got to go down and get a picture in front of this, where it says Katie Court on the court. So, it was cool.
So
was
nice. Guys.
So, where does Coach Katie reside now? Where does
in
he
South
call
Carolina.
Home? Okay, okay.
You know, I don't remember the exact town, but that's where he's at.
When I'm going to retire, maybe South Carolina is one of my first choices.
Yeah. But he is a busy man when he's up here.
Yeah?
Man, it's 10 o'clock. I hope, you know, that phone call comes.
Right.
I've been working for 3 days to make sure on this. But he's been all over the place in the last 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's in Indy right now for the Big Ten tournament. So as long as he takes that, remembers his itinerary for the day, I'm hoping.
He won't forget you.
Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah. No way.
Well, good deal. So, thank you, Russ Casper, for fixing the photo here.
There we go.
I need a tan.
Yeah. You're forgiven. It's okay.
It was
a different era.
Yeah, it was.
There was no sun back then.
You know who else was at that basketball camp in 1982?
Who's that?
John Kirby, former fire chief at Frankfort.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Played with him all week.
Very
okay,
cool.
Yeah,
and there were some other kids from Prairie at the time were there. So
sure.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
Now, were there players there at the camp to help, too, or just
coach? Oh, yeah.
Coach?
The coach from Kansas State yesterday this resigned Katie's, I can't think of it right now, Coach Weber.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of ran the camp at the time.
Okay.
He was young to Katie's staff at that time. Of course, Katie hadn't been there very long.
Right.
You know,
right. Yeah. That was
probably maybe a season.
No
so.
No Keith McCants or Stephen Scheffler?
I think
those are later.
A little bit before their time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember Steve Scheffler, yeah.
Frank Kendrick was my coach that week for the team I played on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Very
he was
good.
A good guy, had a lot of fun, always razzing it up. So,
nice.
Different days, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah. So we've got this, we're going to do this interview we were talking about at the beginning of the show here, and we'll also talk with Coach Bender this morning in anticipation of tomorrow morning's
Yeah, I was
games.
Texting with him yesterday. They're excited about going to LaPel and playing. I mean, they play extremely well this season and, you know, got through that sectional and played well. And he's going to have a couple players on, Jake Skinner, Owen Duff, I believe the two, maybe in third. So we're going to have both interviews be fairly long this week. You know, we're looking at 20 minutes with Coach Katie and maybe 20 minutes with the Carroll people because they deserve it, rightfully
yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a big deal getting out of a sectional. And, you know, I think they have a great chance getting out of that regional, play Monroe Central.
Yeah, we were just thinking.
Monroe Central beat who last week?
Wapahani.
There you go. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Of course I did.
Okay.
I remember scores back in 1994, man. Yeah.
Well, you do. And then next week, we have it set up to be live in the studio, and you might want to be here.
Oh, yeah? Uh-oh. Who's calling in?
Well, he's going to be here.
Oh.
Hopefully. The great Andy Foster. And we're going to talk
Andy Foster's coming here next Saturday?
Next Saturday, yes.
And we're going to talk I'll be about here. Him
being feels on like the, a little kid.
The man. Silver anniversary team.
I'm bringing, and if he's out, I'm bringing the chocolate covered pudding filled donuts, man.
That's why I was going to have here. I knew we were going to have donuts.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'll be here.
Good.
Yes, I'm all coming. Right. Yes.
Well, I may let you run the board then, Bill. I'll just take,
take a week off.
Yeah. Well, I think you should probably still come in, Kevin.
I heard some stories there, something about Monroe Central didn't work out well, and Carroll. So maybe Kevin needs to be here.
He does. He should. Let's have him be here.
That's all right. Two heads are better than one, right? Okay, I don't want to get too far off the rails, but I make the mistake of reading online news articles right before I go to bed, so I get all worked up and mad and everything.
Yeah.
So I made a couple notes here, and I just wanted to know not to change it from local to – we've got 4 minutes here before we take a break.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk a little Ukraine. We've talked a lot over the last couple of days. Of course, I got a lot of responses, good responses from you, Bill, and your – what would we call it, Monday? I don't want to say tangent. I don't want to say.
He was well spoken.
Your editorial.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Well spoken, yes. All in favor of what you said Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And it just got me thinking. We talked to Russ and I, you know, we talked to his nephew by marriage or whatever.
Yes.
Oleg the other day. And that was a great interview, too. But my issue is, I saw where President Biden had said a couple weeks prior to Putin invading Ukraine with Russia that he was going to shut down the European pipeline and help shut that down. So Russia, it would hurt their economy, basically. Shutting down the pipeline to hurt the Russian economy. You do this, you get this. So my question is, why did he shut down the Keystone pipeline the first day in office, knowing that any time you shut down a pipeline, it's going to hurt the economy? And here we are a year later, and our economy is hurting.
I just saw something yesterday and had file footage of him like at multiple times on his campaign trail saying, I'm going to get rid of fossil fuels. I mean, he just doing what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
This is what you voted for. This is what you got.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. You're going to have to sit with it for a couple of years.
It's just hard for me to understand how, I mean, that was the goal of shutting down that European pipeline to hurt the Russian economy, knowing that would happen. That's the way it works. But if you do it, you were intentionally hurting the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
You know? You knew this was going to be the case.
I've heard some things is they feel like this was more on purpose, because then you see like what they've said this past week are things like, well, now this is a perfect opportunity to go out and buy a Tesla and invest into green energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's like 20 years from now. There's a process between here and there.
Yeah.
So right now we're just like left in the lurch and we're all supposed to go buy a Tesla. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is saying this week, you know, we need to drill and do more.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows it's not ready yet.
They can't
handle the onslaught of people trying to all buy
battery-operated cars. He even tweeted after that. He said, and by the way, this hurts my bottom line. This is bad for my business.
That's right.
I understand that it helps people now. I mean, we have to take care of now.
Yes.
Not think about what's in the future. So
even he understands.
But the reality is, even if you don't sign a check and buy their oil, who bails Russia out will be China.
Right, okay,
they'll give them money and invest in their banks, just like when you tried to freeze out Iran, Russia helped them. So,
yes.
I mean, there's kind of a dirty good old boy network over there of trouble.
And they just kind of bail
each other out and under the table, and that's just how it works.
So earlier this week, too, I saw, and again, there's a lot of news going on right now, a lot coming at people. There is the United States, it came out that they are funding these dangerous bio labs in Ukraine. And they have all kinds of, like, I mean, COVID-ish things.
What could go wrong?
Right? Yeah. So my question is, if they admitted that this week, why didn't we go over there and take some of that out before we knew they could get in Russian hands?
This is more just why on Monday I was like, calm down, slow down, before we put all the pins on and wave the flags and hashtag, you know, there's bad stuff going on in a lot of places, and I think we just kind of rushing in a little too quick.
Yeah.
Just slow down. There's a lot of facts that are going to come out.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
The bottom line for me, I just feel sorry for the Ukrainian people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's a lot of politics involved, both sides of the aisle there, and there was for years ahead of what we're in right now. So I don't know how you fix that, but that's the those are the people that are hurting the worst.
Yep.
And we can go in and do different things, but we're going to make things worse, or better on both sides. So we got to fix things here first before we can go over on the other side of the world and fix stuff. And,
amen.
You know, right now we're on both sides of the aisle. You got listeners here right now that are clear to the left, clear to the right, and we got to take care of things here at home. And until we can do that, I don't know how we can even, move forward on a lot of these foreign issues.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that I feel bad for any of the people like in China, in Russia, in Ukraine, because it's the problem is with the government and the few people running the millions of people.
It's not the millions of people that's the problem.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. And in Russia, I feel bad for people like around my age because these people have to be scratching their head and thinking, we just did this like 30 years ago, and I got to do this again?
Yes.
Like, what happened?
Some Russian, get caught or captured or whatever, and they're letting them call home to their parents. I mean, these guys didn't even know what they were doing.
Yeah,
they had no idea they were going to war.
Yeah, so they were told it was a training exercise or something.
And that's why ultimately I think there's if you step back a minute, they're breaking some things and they're doing some things, but that big Russian bear over there is being eaten from the inside. Those people are angry.
Yeah.
I mean, everything tripled overnight. There's no internet. Their electricity's intermittent.
Yeah.
I mean, their money's worthless. All of a sudden, within a night, they became North Korea.
Yeah.
And they didn't sign up for that. Yeah. No one wants that.
Yeah.
So don't worry. On the inside, it is slowly being taken care of. I mean, people are not going to sit forever and let this happen.
Yeah.
Also feel bad for the soldiers in Russia. Imagine being one of those Russian soldiers.
Yeah.
And you call home. Hey, how's everything going? You better stay in the middle. There's no food here.
Yeah.
I need you to stay where you – I mean, so that and then you're supposed to go out and fight that day for your country knowing that mom and dad are out in the street.
Starving. Yeah.
No. It's take care of
yourself. And I think
that's
another part of the story coming up. I know we're running along here, but – is the agricultural part because they feed the Europe and Africa through that. That's like the Midwest Ukraine is. That's some of the best black dirt in the world.
Oleg said that the other day. He said
the bread basket of
Europe.
Mm-hmm. So if they don't, get in here in a few weeks and start fertilizing all their winter crops, so they can harvest this summer, even if they could harvest them if there's not a war going on, or if they can get in to plant these crops coming up in the next 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't look very possible. So the ramifications of all that is still going to trickle back here to us.
That's right.
So
it's a true trickle down for sure.
There's just so many aspects of this whole thing that we just can't ignore. Everybody doesn't like mean tweets. I don't like vice presidents of America, laughing at the polling.
Amen.
At the, when you're meeting with a polling guy.
Sure.
Cackling.
Are you going to take some refugees? And then she just laughs about it or whatever.
I mean, I don't know if that's just a deflection she normally has.
Is that her defensive posture because she don't know what she's talking
about?
But
that's a serious moment. You can't be laughing at that point.
No.
So
I was terribly embarrassed.
I just agree with Jamie. Like I was telling somebody the other day, unfortunately for Ukraine, anybody right now, you just picked a bad time to... Hey, we need your. Hey, you know what? Our house is a mess right now.
Yeah,
the guy
right.
running it is trashed the place.
Right.
I'd love to come help you, but you're going to have to give me a year or two to really help you, okay? I got stuff here to take care of, man. I can't come out this weekend.
And hopefully, we start with the midterms.
It's coming, friend.
All right, we're taking a 2-minute timeout. We're coming right back. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets next on Wylo's Party Line.